Isotope is Isotope's lost a rider. Isotope has lost a rider. Ryan Maloney has come off. Isotope has lost a rider in an absolute sensation.
It was the sensation of the weekend's racing, and it's great to catch up with Pug this morning. Hopefully, he is fine from an injury perspective, and from what we're hearing, Isotope also was able to escape without any severe injuries. Ryan, good morning to you. How are you this morning?
Morning, Michael. I've been better, but I think there's plenty of positives to take out of the race. She's fine. I think I'm fine. Just waiting on a MRI scan to confirm there was a bit of an issue with the T1, T4, but they couldn't quite make it out on X-ray, so I'm just waiting on an MRI. But the fact that they let me out of hospital Saturday night and I have full movement without really any pain. The only pain I have is sort of feels like muscle soreness. Hopefully I can say that I've escaped injury.
Well, fingers crossed, because that is the main thing. If you're feeling physically reasonably well, that is the most positive out of the situation. What are your memories? I'd imagine you would have full recollection when you were coming into the home team. You seemed to be in a beautiful position. She was travelling well. Did it happen in slow-mo? Can you recall vividly what occurred?
I can... I was a bit, shocked and rattled after it. Probably took me a good 2 hours to not feel that effect. But, I can remember everything very vividly. I was absolutely tickle pink in the run. I couldn't have gone scripted any better. And, coming to the corner, I didn't think Glenn was going as well as I thought he would have been taking me into the race. So... I knew they were going to come out to the middle of the track, so I elected to cut the corner and then try and come out. But just as I went to go to his inside, she put in a very funny stride, and I don't think Glenn's horse moved a hell of a lot, but it's like she didn't corner that well, changed stride, and just shifted out into his running line and just clipped one of his heels, and That was it. It was all over.
What goes through your mind when that occurs? Is it so fast that nothing happens, or do you actually have a moment of clarity to think what's actually occurring?
As soon as I knew I was going down, because I just couldn't believe it, to be honest. Plenty of explicits going from my head, and then I just couldn't believe it, to be honest. Going from thinking that I'm going to win the race to being on the ground, it's a very hard pill to swallow. I'm sure not just for me, but for Tony and all the connections. A few people said to me, they said, "Oh, geez, Tony copped it really surprisingly well." I said, "Oh, he's a very tough customer, Tony. He's in the school of hard knocks. I'm sure it'll take a bit more to rattle him than that, but." It is a very hard pill to swallow, especially the owners. But luckily, like I said, she's all right and I'm all right, so we can go from there. Mm.
Does it go through your mind what's behind you when you fall like that? Because thankfully, no one came over the top of you, but you're in a pretty perilous position.
But that's the nature of the beast. I certainly don't go out there thinking what's behind me. I just go out there and trying to win the race, and I think if you do start to think like that, it's time to hang up the boots.
It just shows a fine line, doesn't it? Because you ride in races every single day where it's just a matter of inches or centimetres with horses that could clip heels in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just the amount of times I've seen other riders clip heels and they don't come down, and then I just get one heel and you're down, but yeah, like I said, you can't be thinking about those sort of stuff. I mean, you could cross the road and get hit by a car and that'd be the end of it. So, it's, like I said, a fine line, but wouldn't change it for anything.
It's almost an unanswerable, but do you think you would have won the race the way she was travelling?
Oh, I think I would have, yeah. I would have certainly been right in the thick of the finish. I'm sure a lot of people don't want to hear it, but... I was very confident that she would have been right in the thick of things.
Well, fingers crossed, physically she hasn't taken any adverse reaction to that little tumble, because she looks a super promising filly. How good do you think she could be, Isotope?
Oh, I've never ridden one that's had the turn of foot that she's had. I mean, I've been very lucky to ride Alligator Blood and Nature Strip. I certainly put her along with them, certainly as a potential weight for age star. So I don't think she'll certainly cop. She's a very gritty filly. She loves to compete, and she's very strong-minded. So I don't think that will put a damper on her confidence.
Have you spoken to Tony? Is the plan to give her a break now or after the fall, or would we see her maybe a little later in the autumn?
No, I'd say that was a grand final, so she was fully screwed down, and unfortunately that happened. But the plan all was very without a hiccup going into it. So like I said, it was a grand final, and I'd say that she. Be aimed at something in the autumn, whether it be Melbourne or Sydney. I think she's come unscathed, so hopefully she comes back in good order.
You mentioned Alligator Blood. Do you miss getting on the gators' back?
Yeah, it's funny how it all ended up, but I will miss him. I'm not too sure if I can ride him or not, but I suppose he has to come back, but by all reports, the operation went really well, and he's in a really good space, so there we go.
And for you, if you do get the all clear, which fingers are crossed today, when will we get to see you back in the saddle? Have you got any aims to get back this weekend?
Oh, I did have, but stiffness in my neck, I couldn't bend it at all, so I just ruled myself out for this week, and the doctor was, because I give him a head at decent whack, he was wanting me to have at least 7 days off. So I just, ruled myself out for this week, and hopefully be back next week, given the all clear.
Well, it wasn't all bad news on Saturday, because it was a great ride to get up on Crone, and it's not every day you ride a winner in a $1 million race. That would have given you a big thrill for Tony beforehand as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Like Frank Sinatra says, you're riding high in April, shot down in May. It was a bit of an anticlimax, but she gave me a huge thrill. The way she, that turn of foot she showed, and had to navigate going back to the inside, it was a really good performance. And I couldn't see why, I think she might be aimed at something in the sunny coast in a Saturday week, so... Hopefully, with this rain around, hopefully she gets a bit of jar of the track, and I can't see why she couldn't win again.
Well, Ryan, appreciate you having a chat this morning, and fingers crossed that MRI does come back clear. The most important thing is that you're feeling okay, and that Isotope herself has got through unscathed, and it may have been the one that got away, but by the sound of it, there's going to be many more good moments with Isotope and yourself, so we've got our fingers crossed, Pug.
No worries, Michael. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.